This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Voting rights groups are suing Colorado Springs over when the city holds its elections. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
Colorado Springs holds its municipal elections during the spring. The city elects its mayor and councilors on different years than state and federal offices. By doing this, accountability groups say the city is breaking the state's Voting Rights Act, which was enacted last year. Shelley Roars is with the League of Women Voters, one of the plaintiffs.
The system was set up to fail minority voters. It always has been.
During municipal elections, the lawsuit alleges non-white voter turnout is half that of white voter turnout. The city has defended its April elections, saying they have led to diversity in leadership and a better informed public about local issues. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
The U.S. Secretary of Energy is trying to force a coal-fired power plant in northwest Colorado to stay open. Chris Wright issued an emergency order last week to keep open the Craig Unit 1 coal plant run by Tri-State. The utility has previously said it wants to close the aging plant, but the federal government says it needs the power to prevent blackouts. Secretary Wright has issued three emergency orders to keep it open over the past year. The state of Colorado, environmental groups, and Tri-State have sued to reverse the orders. The Broncos ride is coming back. RTD voted last week to reinstate the additional weekend football and event services for train and bus passengers. The service runs buses from park and ride lots to events such as Broncos and Rockies games. It was suspended during the 2020 season. New estimates show ridership could be close to 10,000 riders during events. This is CPR News.